It is Evan and Tiki, Sean Tiki, Tommy Paulie with us across the way. Evan is in, hold on, I'm going to get it right, Venice.
Venice, that's correct.
We've received a lot of text messages and flares from Venice where Evan was on a boat, so we'll talk about Evan Strip more as he is now on the seventh straight show he's missed. I think we are nearing the point where Evan has never missed this many consecutive shows for a vacation, but he's having a good time. He will be back Monday. Towards the end of the show yesterday, though, Tiki, we did get the news that Garrett Wilson had agreed to a contract extension with the Jets. Now, that seemed pretty baseline, simple, fifth highest AAV, a guy who's accomplished a lot without a lot of good quarterback play here, and seemed like a no-brainer move.
Absolutely.
But in the course of talking about that in playing the What's Next game, we stumbled on a bit of a lightning rod that I want to expand upon further to start this show, and that would be one Sauce Gardner. The first pick for the Jets in that now famed three first-round picks that have seemingly worked out draft class for the Jets. And I was stunned on my drive home last night as I tried to avoid raindrops and beat the rain home. How many callers we had yesterday were so anti-Sauce Gardner?
It's not even, I don't think, anti-Sauce. I think it's anti-Jet, and he's the poster child for what went wrong with the Jets last year. Now, obviously, it was offensively driven because of Aaron Rodgers. The real reason that when things went wrong is because their offense was just completely out of whack. They fired their head coach, demoted their offensive coordinator, had almost no identity at all. And you think about that Jet team from a year ago, what the hell were they all about? It was supposed [S2] Right. [S1] To be defense, but they weren't really that good at defense. They didn't have a great pass rush. And so when you start to falter, all it takes is a little bit of a drop-off. And Sauce maybe had a little drop-off last year for you to become the villain. And so yes. Sauce became the whipping boy simply because everybody and everything about the Jets was just off last year.
And I'm here to scream from the mountaintops as the guy who's not the Jet fan on the show. You're wrong if you're directing your anger towards Sauce Gardner. Did he have a great year last year? Did it feel like he got, dare I say, lazy at times, the tackling and all that stuff went into it? Sure, there's no doubt about it. But Sauce Gardner screams the kind of talent at the kind of position that you do not want to let go.
Right.
And I'm here now today, Tiki. Rookies for the New York Giants are reporting to training camp today. It's July 15th. It feels like training camp starts earlier and earlier every day. Next week, Jets and Giants veterans will report to camp. And Sauce Gardner, in all likelihood, is probably going to report to camp without a new contract extension, playing this out and heading towards the fifth-year option, all of that stuff. I think when looking at the roster of the New York Jets, and we'll talk about the Giants in a second, when you want to get pumped up about the season and determine where they're going to go this year, and will this be a better year than maybe expectations, a year that you didn't have the last 2 years, I think of all the New York Jets, Sauce Gardner is the most important to their success this year. Now, listen, they got Will McDonald, they got Jermaine Johnson coming back. They are going to still have enough in terms of pass rush, right?
Well, they didn't have it last year. That was the problem.
They didn't, but I think we're getting Johnson back. I do believe that there will be a sense of pass rush ability there. Offensively, we all know that offensive line's got to stay healthy. I think they made the very smart and prudent choice in drafting Membu to go here with Olufashinu. I think those guys are obviously important. Fashinu can't get hurt for this team to have success, especially if they're going to be ground and pound. We talked about Breece Hall, and I know a lot of Jet fans wanted to call about that. What's next for him? Well, guess what? You still have the depth with Braylon Allen. I think Jet fans are underappreciating what DJ Reed brought to this team the last couple years, and he is no longer here, and signing a guy like Brandon Stevens, and yes, Michael Carter's still a very good nickel corner. That depth now has taken a hit. And if Sauce Gardner is a guy that does not take a leap and earn that contract this year, this Jet defense is going to get picked apart. Talent be damned. We're talking about Quincy Williams, whatever. At cornerback specifically, you need Sauce Gardner to be Sauce Gardner.
Right.
So for every Jet fan that called and yelled, you can't pay him, you can't do this, you can't do that, do you really want a disgruntled, angry, head in the cloud Sauce Gardner at any point this year? Now, he has to be a professional and put that aside and play. I think this Jet team goes nowhere without Sauce Gardner.
Well, here's the thing for Jet fans that dislike the idea of Sauce Gardner getting paid. It's not going to happen.
Right.
They're not going to pay him before this season is done. At least I don't think they are. And if they do, I mean, that means that they are really locking in two guys now for the long haul. And I don't think it's worth it. They don't need to do it with Sauce Gardner. Now, Sauce Gardner is going to make not a lot of money next year, $1 million. The following year, he's making the franchise tag number. Now, when you start to see these cornerback deals, if it's very low at $20 million, but it's still $20 million.
Yeah.
And so I think Sauce Gardner is in the prove it stage of his career. Not necessarily do we know who he is, right? We know he's a good corner. We know he's an all pro two times over and a pro bowler. He's earned that $20 million 2 years from now. But at the same time, if you want to be great, there has to be a moment when you just take that next step above the plateau that you're on. And Sauce has to do that this year. But as far as the most important player, I will always, always go back, especially on defense, to pass rush. It's got to be getting to the quarterback because that's the only thing that makes it easier for cornerbacks. It's the only thing that makes it easier for linebackers. It's the only thing that gives you, as a defensive coordinator, so much freedom to do whatever you want. Look at the Eagles last year. Why were they so dominant in the Super Bowl? Because they got home with four, yeah. Right? Their pass rush was elite. And so, to me, this is more about Will McDonald, who you just talked about earlier. That's also on Quinnen Williams, have a rebound season. And then Jermaine Johnson, who also, like Sauce, is trying to get paid. And
yes.
So we know that only one of those guys is paid right now, but all those guys, they want to get paid. And everybody really on this defense has to earn it after the debacle that felt like last season.
Yeah, we could talk about talent, talent, talent. And that has been a huge talking point about the Jets the last couple of years. It's why all the pom-poms were out when they got Aaron Rodgers. We kept talking about how much talent they had. At some point, when you have that much talent, you better turn it into playoff appearances. And the Jets just simply haven't been able to do it. And a lot of that had to do with the quarterback, right? Zach Wilson, Rodgers gets hurt.
Most of it did.
That has now been washed. That's been extinguished. I'm not saying Justin Fields is the end-all, be-all, but you could do a lot worse for a stopgap bridge quarterback for a team that is still supposed to be based on defense here. I expect the Jets to compete this year. What that end win total ends up being, I don't know. I haven't settled on a number yet, but I don't think this is a Jet team that should be picking in the top four of the draft at the end of the year. They should be competing and should live anywhere in that NFL world where that 7-9 win total lives. And if you're going to get there and you're going to be a sneaky surprise team, as the Jets have seen in the past with some of these first-year head coaches, going back to Eric Mangold and whatnot, and have kind of a winning year, I still think it comes down to Sauce. You're right. Pass rush is more important. I'm always going to value pass rush more than I'm going to value the guys in the secondary, but at least I know I have different guys I can count on individual games. You know, if Jermaine Johnson got hurt like he did last year, guess what? Will McDonald still went on and on and on. The Jets have allowed their cornerback depth by letting DJ Reed walk go to the point where I can't trust them if Sauce Gardner is not one of the top five corners in football. And you know what? You look at some of these other teams. Why do we think the Denver Broncos are going to be really good this year? You keep talking about Patrick Surtain is the whole key to that defense being great. Obviously, J.C. Horn got paid in Carolina. Stingley got paid in Houston. So you're talking about an average annual value with Sauce Gardner when he does get paid of getting over 30. He's not going to get that without being great this year, and the Jets need him to be great. I don't think the Jets can live in a world long-term here without Sauce Gardner. I think they are just going to create more holes for them, and I think any success this year, ultimately for that defense, is going to be the fact that they have a corner taking away half the field.
Well, and it's funny you say that about the Denver Broncos, because part of the reason that they're good is not only do they have Pat Surtain the second, but they also have this kid, Riley Moss, who we all remember, the great white hope at cornerback, who was just a stud and dominant. And so when you have one, you need two. If you have none, you better at least have one. The Jets, I like Brandon Stevens. He had a down year a year ago in Baltimore, and I'm not sure what he's going to look like, but you have to have balance. Otherwise, one side gets picked on, the other side has nothing come his way, like we saw with Sauce Gardner a year ago.
So, look, it's easy to say quarterback because it's the most important position in football. If we eliminate the quarterback position in New York football, who, when trying to get your beak wet and get ready here for training camp, who is the most important player to these two football teams for them to have surprising successful seasons? For the Jets, I lean Sauce Gardner. Tiki goes more with the guys in the pass rush.
Right.
And that will determine where they got to go. Tiki, we have a couple calls on the Jets, but let's just quickly include the Giants in this conversation. I wanted to bring this up last week. We never got to it. Had a lot of baseball come our way. There was a report last week that Andrew Thomas...
You answered the question already.
Yep, well, this is it. There was a report that he may not be ready for week one. He had talked about it. Then he goes out and he throws out a first pitch at a Yankee game. Andrew Thomas better be ready for week one. Not that I want to rush him or anything. This team cannot function without him. And they have added so many pieces to that defense.
It's the only thing still left to do.
It's the answer. It's Andrew Thomas.
Well, it's Andrew Thomas, but it's Andrew Thomas who is typifying the other four guys there. they need to have their offensive line have somewhat of a sense of continuity and consistency and togetherness. Because if they don't, I don't care how good Sexy Dexy is coming back from injury is. I don't care how good their third round pick Darius Alexander, who's supposed to be a stud, is good. I don't care how good Abdel Carter is. I don't care how good Javon Holland is, or what was the
corner? Paulson Adebo.
They just signed in free. I don't care how good Malik Nate. I don't care how good anybody is. If the offensive line is a shell of Swiss cheese. Then there is
a shell of Swiss cheese.
Then they're never, ever, because it's supposed to be a shell, like protecting everybody.
Yeah, I got it.
But if it's a shell and it's all Swiss cheese, they are never, ever going to achieve anything. They have to find a way to have this team healthy, consistent, and have some continuity together. And if they do, even though their schedule's hard, I'll have some faith in what I'm about to see. But if that offensive line is a disaster that it's been over the last couple of years, most of it's because of injuries and health, but if it's anything but just solid and consistent, I can't see this team winning. So
I agree.
You nailed it, man. It's just it's Andrew Thomas at left tackle, but it's really all five of those guys.
No doubt. And if you are a Giant or Jet fan thinking about offensive line, one of the guys who was out there as a free agent this year got tagged. That would have been the big premier free agent next year to spend money on, with maybe rookie quarterback contracts. Trey Smith of the Chiefs.
Right.
Right before we came on the show, agreed to a 4-year deal. He's not going anywhere.
What was the deal? Do we know?
I got to see the numbers pop up.
4 years? $90 million?
70 guaranteed.
Yeah, $94 million, $70 million guaranteed.
Oh, wow. For a guard. So that dream is out. If Andrew Thomas is not healthy again for this Giant team. Now, obviously, Trey Smith's not a left tackle, but the point is
to have a premier
offensive lineman on this team. The Giants are in a world of trouble. So we could talk about the defense all we want and all. As we get it ready for training camp, rookies report today. Andrew Thomas for the Giants for me, and it's Sauce Gardner for the Jets. Tiki goes pass rush for the Jets. Outside of quarterback, 888-808-1019. Who is the most important player to this Jets team? And do you want Sauce Gardner paid, understanding how valuable he is to this defense, where a cornerback room suddenly looks as thin as it has been in years? It's Evan and Tiki with Sean and Tiki here on this All-Star game. Don't worry, baseball fans. We're going to get into the All-Star game. Sal's ridiculous take I want to comment on earlier about Soto. I cannot believe he said what he said. We'll play that back later. And our thoughts on the home run derby from last night.